In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. I mean, this is not a sermon. You can consider it a message, just a quick message. I'd like to read a quotation for C.S. Lewis first, and then go on. Lying at your feet is your dog. Imagine for the moment that your dog and every dog in deep distress. Some of us love dogs very much. Dogs, not cats. Huh? If it would help all the dogs in the world to become like men, would you be willing to become a dog? Would you put down your human nature, leave your loved ones, your job, hobbies, your art and literature and music, and choose instead of the intimate communion with your beloved, the poor substitute of looking into the beloved's face and wagging your tail, unable to smile or speak? Christ, by becoming man, limited the thing which to him was the most precious thing in the world, his unhampered, unhindered communion with the Father. Saint Athanasius said it very simply in these words: God became man, that man may become like God. When God created us, he didn't want us to become like angels. He would have, but he has a lot of angels. He has a lot of them. He doesn't need more. So he didn't need to create people to become like angels. No. And he didn't create us to become good people and good creation. No. But God created us to become like him. That's what he said when he created man. And when God came on earth and became man, when he became man that we may become like him. Not that we may become good people, or not that we may become angels. No. He wanted us to become like him and nothing else. When God created us, when God created man in his image, God created us eternal, having reasoning mind, and God created us with a free will, something that you can never find in any other creation. And these are similarities between us and God himself. We are eternal, my friends. We have eternal spirits. We will never die forever. Doesn't matter where we're going to live, but we are not dying. And we have a reasoning mind, not like any other creation whatsoever. And we have the free will to do whatever we want, like no other creation, to be in the image of God and to be like him. But unfortunately, sin corrupted this nature big time. And the nature, instead of becoming on a divine nature and on the image of God, it became evil. And man became full of evil. The will, the free will that God has given to human beings was also corrupted. So the will now, instead of rushing to God and willing the good things, unfortunately, it's willing the bad things, the evil. Use the free will to be a chance for sin and call this liberty. And our reasoning mind, instead of finding God in everything and seeing him and praising him and contemplating in him, by our reasoning mind, we were just distracted completely from him. And instead of the eternal life, unfortunately, it became eternal death. Thanks be to our Lord that he didn't leave us in this, but Christ was born in our image to make us again in his image. God himself took the form of man that we may go back to our original image, the image of God, to show us how we can live in the flesh and yet a godly life. Our Lord Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, a perfect life. And I know you might say, but this is God himself. How can I live in his image? How can I live like God on earth? How I can have his image? If you think this is impossible, I'm sorry to tell you that there is no reason for the advent of Christ and for his coming if this is impossible. If it's impossible, why did he pay such a high price in order to come down? It is possible. If you say that it's impossible for me and you to become an image of Christ, then the mission of Christ on earth was a failure. God forbid, it wasn't. It is possible. And there are people who lived on earth in the flesh like me and you and lived a life in the image of God, in the image of Christ himself. Let me show you this verse that St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11. He said, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Some people may listen to this verse and say, wow, this man has a pride problem. No, he's not. He's just telling you, it's easy, it's doable. I did it with the grace of God, and you can do it. I'm not telling you to imitate the Almighty God that you cannot reach up to. No. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Christ was not born to fix our nature because it was not fixable. But in order to recreate us completely, that we may become new creation. So in order to become in the image of God, in the image of Christ, two things have to happen. First, God has to give me the new nature. God has to recreate me from all over because my nature was completely corrupted. And you know what? God does that already. That's his part. And he did that for many of you and me in the baptism. When we were born again, to be in his image, to be new creation in Christ, to have new abilities and new capabilities in order to live a holy life. Yes, it is impossible for people, but we are born again in his image. So we have the talents, we have the capabilities, we are given that already. So that's the first part, that's God's part. That's God's invitation, and that's done already for a lot of people. And the second part is the human part, is my part and your part, which is the willingness and the desire to live a life like him, to be in his image. Do you have this willingness? Do you have this desire within you? Or it's something that doesn't cross your mind? And let me tell you that both of them are needed together in order to accomplish this goal, to be in his image. That we have to be born again from the spirit and not from the flesh. And second, we have to go with full force and desire and willingness that we want to live a life like Christ. That's why we're called Christians. Tell me, what's a better term, to be called Christians or angels? Which one is better? Christians. So when I compliment someone and tell him you're an angel, that's not a compliment. That's degrading him or her. Because we are Christians. Everyone is a Christ. Most of us received number one, God's part. But the second part is still, it's up to you and me. So what is my part? What is my part in order to be in His image? As I said, it's very easy. It's to have the desire, the willingness to live such a holy life. It's to tell Him, Lord, I need Your salvation. I need You. Not only that I need You, I want You. I want this life. I want the new life. I want to live according to the new nature that You've given me. I want to become like You. I don't want to become like an angel or like a saint. I want to become like You. Because this is Your perfect plan for me. Because this is Your perfect will for me. And keep saying that. Would that do it? If I tell every day, if I tell God every day that I want to become like You, and this is my will and this is my desire, would that do it? No. Still, it's not enough. You know, it's like what? It's like someone who is thirsty, and he's praying, God, please, I want water. I need water right now. And he's lying down on his lazy boy couch. And he's praying so hard, Lord, I really am desperate for a cup of water. It's like God, his wife or something. And then he's expecting God to bring the water and put it in his mouth. That will never happen. No matter how righteous he is, and no matter how long he will pray. You know why? Because God did already provide for him the water, and it's very available. And He provided him with hands, and He provided him with a brain to let him go and do that. So there is a little bit more than just asking. Because a lot of people, I see that, need wisdom. And they say, I need wisdom in life. What should I do? And the Bible says, pray for wisdom. If anyone lacks wisdom, ask and God will give him. And I promise you, a lot of people come to me and say, I'm praying every day for wisdom, but I'm not getting it. Why? Because that's not enough. Because God gave you brain already, and God gave you His words, and God gave you instructions. If you ignore all of them and then wait for wisdom, it's never going to come. So, if you want to become like Him, it's not enough to come and pray and ask for that. There is something more to be done. This man who is sitting on his lazy boy couch and saying, you know, I really need water, he doesn't really need it. He doesn't really want water. Because if he really needs it and he wants it, you know what he would do? He would stop praying and go get himself a cup of water. That's the difference between someone who wants God and someone who really wants God. It makes a big difference. Christ did a lot already. He came all the way. We can't just be sitting down on our couches and tell Him, Lord, do something to me. Change me. Lord, I want to become like You, but I'm not willing to do anything. I don't think that will help. If I really want to become like Him, and I want to really enjoy His salvation, then I would do whatever it takes in order to gain that. So, if you really want to become like Him and make the mission of Christ successful and beneficial to you, let me show you a way that we introduced this year. As you may know, that every year here in St. Mark's, we present a goal that all of us work together in order to fulfill, in order to grow spiritually in certain aspect. And the theme for 2017 2006, this year, was to be in His image. That's our goal. But we didn't leave that very open. We made something very clear and very practical for you and me to follow. What we said, it's very important for every Christian to sit down in the end of the day with himself and examine himself. And that's our exercise or homework or theme or whatever you want to call it during 2006. That we sit down with ourselves every single day in the end of the day to examine ourselves and to see where we are. Are we missing the point in life or not? Are we on the right track or not? Are we really becoming like Him or not? Because as I told you, the salvation of Christ, He didn't come all the way in order to make you a better person. No. There were a lot of Jews in the Old Testament. They were better than most of us. But that wasn't enough. God wants people to be really in His image. That everyone would become Christ. Because only through Christ we have salvation and entrance to the bosom of the Father. And that's not impossible. It is possible. So the goal of this year is to examine ourselves daily. What's hindering me from being in His image? What is it? What do I need to do in order to fix that? As we gave this example, the five foolish virgins, they weren't bad people, and they were not prostitutes, they were virgins, and they were waiting for Christ. But there was something missing. They didn't have oil with them. They had some desire to wait for Him. But that wasn't enough. Waiting at the door wasn't enough. They needed more. And they didn't make it. These five virgins didn't make it. But we want to make it. And we want to do whatever it takes. We really, really, really want to make it up there. And we want to fulfill His will and His mission for us and for our salvation. So, the five wise virgins, they really wanted to meet the Master. They were awake. They were prepared. They really wanted to meet Him. So this is my question for you. If you really want to become like Him and in His image, let's do this small thing. I'm not telling you 100 things to follow, just one thing to examine ourselves daily, lest our life drift right and left without us noticing. And years go by years, and we don't know where we're going, and all of a sudden, there is a shout. The bridegroom is at the door. What will we answer Him? He came all the way. Let's respect that. Let's use this. Let's take advantage of His coming. And let's fulfill His mission to be in His image. We printed lots of materials about this in English and Arabic. And these materials are outside. And really encourage you to take this, or you even can find it on the website of the church, and follow with us on this theme for 2006. I want to look at people and say, these people really have the image of Christ. They have the compassion of Christ. They have the holiness of Christ. They have the love of Christ. And that's not hard. That's not impossible. But it needs some work. It needs us to get out of our couch, our comfort zone a little bit, and really desire it, and ask for it, and we will get it by the grace of God. Something to encourage you. We started this theme a couple days ago, it's like less than a week ago, and I promise you, in the past week, I've heard so many positive comments already. And people finding it very, very, very helpful. So if you haven't, I encourage you to do that. To build this habit, not only for 2006, but for your entire life. To sit down and examine yourself every day, as if you're examining yourself before meeting the Master. I encourage you really to do that. It's a wonderful chance and opportunity that all of us are doing it together. We're helping each other in that and growing in that. And if you started and it's not going very well, please keep going and don't stop in the middle. And God will support you and you will see the fruits. I've seen a lot of fruits and you will see a lot of fruits in your life. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. I think you have this bulletin that has all the announcements, and you can take a copy outside if you're going. The most important thing and the change in this week, you know that after tomorrow is Sunday, January 8th. So we will celebrate Sunday differently. We will have only one liturgy from 8:30 to 11, only one liturgy this Sunday, the 8th of January. I know some people are asking, is there really a liturgy on Sunday? Yes, there is. From 8:30 to 11, it's one liturgy. And afterwards, we have a celebration as a family all together over lunch, free lunch, all of us in the gym, to celebrate the Christmas as a family together. There isn't any Sunday school or any youth activities or programs or anything. We just want to get together, even the adults, the kids, everybody, as one family and celebrate the Nativity Feast. So saying that tomorrow, January 7th, there is no activities for Sunday school or youth or in the evening. So we will save that for Sunday after the one liturgy that we are praying. I take this chance, because a lot of people are here, to invite the new members who joined the family of St. Mark during 2005 for a new members' lunch. We will have lunch on January 22nd for the new members who joined the church during the past year. Abuna Anthony and myself will be in that lunch on Sunday the 22nd at 1 p.m. Please RSVP to Father Anthony. We'll be very delighted to have all of you and to welcome you officially. We had great people coming and joining the church recently. The Light and Life Young Adults and Adults meeting, starting January 15th, there is a new series. It's called Set Free, How God Can Set Us Free from Fears and Anxieties and Addictions, and that on every Sunday. We started a new mission here in the church called the Mission Life Center. Mission Life Center is almost an organization that's helping the community, helping the poor within and without, doing mission nationally and internationally. And we started that actually, as you know, that we had multiple mission trips last year. But we are starting the first mission trip this year, actually January 8th, where a group of missionaries are leaving to New Orleans to help the residents to rebuild their homes and their lives. So we're encouraging that, and if we are encouraging everybody to help in the mission and to have part in the mission. And that you will find a lot of details on the church's website, and you will see the missionaries' blog on the website. So we encourage you, if you need to join any kind of mission, there is contact here that you can contact. Something just to let you know, because sometimes when you have a big gathering and there is a lot of kids, someone may pull fire alarm or anything, and it's not really fire alarm. So just to let you know, on any services, whenever we have any kind of emergency that needs people to leave for any case, we will announce that on the screens, and we will tell you that personally, just because of the false alarms that happens every now and then. If you didn't know that, all the church's services are broadcasted on the church's website live, audio, and video. And you can watch this and listen live on the church's website, stmarkdc.org. That's not for you not to come to church and stay home. But if you can't, for any reason, or you're out of town, I know that there's a lot of out of towners here, you can follow along the services. The weekly services in the church, though, is every Wednesday night. There is the English Bible study from 7 to 8. It's a deeper spiritual maturity for the members of the St. Mark, and it's open to anyone. Friday night is a very active night here in the church for the youth starting junior high. There is separate programs for the junior high, for the high school, for the college, and even more than this. You can see that also in the ministries and the church's website. Saturday night, we always have Vespers, Ashiya, and Arabic Bible study right after. And we will start that not from tomorrow, but from the Saturday after. And every Saturday, this is the program. Every Sunday night, there is actually Arabic graduate meeting for all the youth who want to attend a spiritual meeting in Arabic. Every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m., it's a fellowship and also spiritual program also. And glory be to God forever and ever.